I'm dressing up as a newsboy from the 1800s. I'm glad I'm not a real one, though. They had a hard life.
It's fun to pretend, but it's a lot harder to become the real thing. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're listening. My name is Zach. So, what's your favorite costume you've ever dressed up in? Maybe a favorite person from a TV show or a video game character, or maybe a job like a doctor or police officer. It's easy to put the outfit on, but you realize it doesn't make you the real thing. It's not like that with Jesus, though. When he came to earth, he didn't play pretend and just look like a human. He really became one. He faced the hard times and temptations that we do, so he knows what it's like. Hebrews 4:15 says, Jesus understands our weaknesses, for he faced all of the same testings we do, yet he did not sin. Now for our story. It's entitled, Not Just a Disguise. Look at me, I'm a newsboy. Rhett pranced around the room in an outfit that included a brown cap, a gray vest, and a shoulder bag with old newspapers inside.
You certainly look like a newsboy, Dad said.
What's all this for? A costume party or something? Rhett nodded. Yeah, our history class is having a costume party on Friday, and there's a prize for the best costume. I decided to dress up as a newsboy from the 1800s. Don't you think I look just like the real thing? I hope I win that prize. He winced and kicked off his shoes. Ouch, these shoes hurt.
Well, if you want to be realistic, that's good, said Dad. Newsboys during that time were very poor and many were homeless orphans, so their shoes probably didn't fit very well. They didn't always have a roof over their heads either, or three square meals a day. If they didn't make enough selling newspapers, they went hungry.
Wow, said Rhett. I didn't realize how hard life was for them. I don't want to be the real thing. I just want to pretend.
That's what I thought, Dad grinned at Rhett. But you know what? Jesus became the real thing.
What are you talking about? Asked Rhett.
Jesus was never a newsboy.
No, not a newsboy, said Dad. But when he came to earth, Jesus became human, the real thing, just like one of us. He didn't wear some disguise and pretend to be a man. He was still God, but he also became a man just like any other man, except that he never sinned. It's hard for us to understand how that could be, but it's one of the wonderful things about Jesus. Because he really and truly became human, we know he understands and cares about all the situations we face.
It would be tough not to have a home or enough food, said Rhett. And I guess it must have been tough for Jesus to leave heaven and come to live on earth.
I'm sure it was, said Dad.
I remember an old song that talks about the huge difference between earth and the glories of heaven which Jesus left. One line says, Only his great eternal love made my Savior go. We have so much to thank him for.
So how about you? Do you feel like no one understands what you're going through? Jesus does. Although Jesus is fully God, he also became fully human. So when you're tempted to sin, or when kids make fun of you for being a Christian, or when you feel lonely and left out, know that Jesus understands exactly how you feel. Depend on him to help you through every situation. Our key verse is Hebrews 4:15.
This high priest of ours, Jesus, understands our weaknesses, for he faced all the same testings we do, yet he did not sin.
And our key thought for Sunday, Jesus understands. Hey, has listening to Keys for Kids helped you grow closer to God? I'd love to hear how the devotional has impacted you. Tell me your story. Go to keysforkids.net and tap open mic with your parents' permission. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.